Welcome to Start What's Next with Shelby, where we explore making small changes that matter, understanding what's important to you, and embracing creativity in shaping your life. My name is Shelby, and I'm here to help by sharing practical tips and inspiring stories. Join us on this journey as we discover how even tiny steps can lead to big transformations, making life better one change at a time. Be sure to subscribe, follow, and tune in every other week to discover the next micro step towards your personal transformation. Let's do this together. Hello, friends, and welcome back. Today, we are going to be talking about time change and tips to minimize the impact of such change. If you are anything like me, you have friends, colleagues, acquaintances across all time zones. Some experience time change, some do not. And as I was calendaring out this month, I was thinking about how time change impacts me. So I've been doing some research over the past few days, and one thing that really hit me was a study from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. They found that 55% of adults in the United States feel tired during the spring daylight savings time transition. Are you one of those people? I am. More research found that it takes 5 to 7 days to actually have our bodies regulate from the time change. As I was doing some deeper diving, I found some great information from Dr. Carol Ash, a sleep specialist with RWJ Barnabas Health, and she said, "This is because we lose an hour of sleep. Many of us, due to work-life demands, are already sleep-deprived. Daylight savings time, which disrupts our internal clock temporarily, is an added stressor." And this really hit me because we are all busy individuals. We have a lot of our plate. And then we add this one more thing called daylight savings, and it really does impact us. So I took a little bit more time, and I was like, I wonder if there's any fantastic tips or tricks that can help this transition be a little easier, not only for myself, but those in my house, and then in the community that I serve. And those are the tips that I want to share with you today. Now, you're probably thinking, I'm going to tell you sleep, eat, move, the normal health coachy type of things. And normally, that's probably the information that you would get. But I went a little further, and I found some really specific tips. Now, some of these may hit well for you. Others may be, maybe I'll try it. And some may not resonate at all. My challenge to you is to pick one and see how it works. If it works well, add another. And if you're really feeling that it's making a difference, then add them all in. The first, and what I think the most important tip, is to start shift your bedtime to 15 minutes earlier each day. So if your usual bedtime's at 11, tonight, go to bed at 10:45. Tomorrow, 10:30. The next night, 10:15, et cetera, until you reach that hour earlier time before the actual time changes. Likewise, if you wake up at 7 a.m., move it up to 6:45 tomorrow, 6:30 the next day, so on and so forth. So this way, by the time that the time change is actually in play, you'll be on track for not only an earlier bedtime, but an earlier wake up. The next helpful hint that I found, and this one is one that I am looking forward to trying, is to get sunrise light every morning. My plan is to go outside at sunrise, and I'm going to look east. This alone gives your brain the light signals it needs to figure out what time it is. Now, if you're not sure what time sunrise is, use your weather app and see what time it is in your region. Syncing your body to sunrise keeps cellular chaos and stress to a minimum. You won't be as tired, your mood won't tank, and you'll easily adjust to this new bedtime that you're setting for yourself. The next idea that I found that I think is also equally awesome and can be done at the same time is to ground for 15 plus minutes a day with your bare feet or hands on the earth. Studies are showing that this will boost your energy, reduce inflammation, and recharges your body's battery. It's also great for fatigue. If you've never done this, try it. I'm going to try it, and I'll be following up in this podcast to let you know how that goes. Another thing that we can do is we can use food and temperature to reinforce time changes. For example, take a cold shower in the morning and have a warm bath or shower before bed. Eat your breakfast and dinner 15 minutes earlier than normal each day leading up to the time change. And if you normally eat dinner at 7, shift it to 6:45 tonight, then 6:30 tomorrow, and so on. Again, these micro changes are going to make a big difference in how you live your life. Some of these may sound really simple, but as humans, we are very much about our timing. And when the clocks turn forward in the spring or back in the fall, our bodies lose that rhythm. When we use these steps to minimize the impact of time change transitions, then we are allowing ourselves micro changes for bigger changes in our life. My gift to you today in our community collective on the website is a few more sleep meditations to help you with this transition. You'll also find on there sleep trackers and other tools to help minimize the impacts of time change on your body. Until next time, keep your toes on the earth, get sun on your face, and have an amazing day. Hey there, friend. Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast adventure. Instead of just soaking up all that information I've shared today, let's take a moment to dive in. First things first, hit that subscribe button below so you never miss out on this goodness. Then take that next step and hop on over to www.startwhatsnext.com. Join our collective right there on the front page. It's free and packed with awesome resources to complement each of our podcast episodes. Whether you're looking to take a pause in your day, get inspired to what to make for dinner, or need a sprinkle of some positivity, that's the place. These two steps are your ticket to an epic journey. Let's do this together.